Hello, welcome to TTIGR, that time I got reincarnated podcast where everyone can come together and enjoy all things anime. My name's Rashawn and I'm here with Devante and Jamal. To find more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
That was funny. But you said peppermint is good.
Yeah.
Okay. It's too much for their noses and they just...
It's like this is just too strong for them.
Where do you guys put it at? Like by their holes and whatnot?
I put it in their hole.
And then like, it makes them run out of it, leave the area?
Yeah, like it's like repulsive to them. It's like really strong.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
They have rat poison.
Yeah.
That works
too. Yeah, you know what I think really works though is the sticky traps.
That's my only thing.
I have sticky traps all over. I haven't caught a single mouse.
Really?
Single one. And I know that they're there.
Yeah, because they are smart. They are smart, but it's like...
They know, they're like, hey, there's a...
I put it over, there's like...
Slick white, like a slight little bit on the edge of the pads that they can get through. Unless you actually fold them up, then they can't, then they...
I do it like the floor of lava. I put enough sticky spots, like, right next to each other in a decent amount of space, right around the hole. So there's like, you can't... Unless you can jump hella far.
Which they can.
I mean, like, I don't know how far you can jump, but like...
Like a foot.
You're going to have to jump pretty far to go over there. You can't just, like, come down and just... Go left, right, and straight. Like you,
they can jump like a couple. I think a couple feet.
It might be.
Why do I feel like we've had this conversation before?
We might have. We honestly.
Whoa, I feel like we really have. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, we have. It's in my recent search. 2 feet. Yeah.
Yep.
From the ground.
Oh yeah, because we had this conversation when DJ was over here.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yep. But otherwise, I have to say chickens. It's like a, I know it sounds crazy, but it's definitely a, ever since we had chickens, I haven't seen a single mouse. And not only have not seen a mouse, they eat them. So it's like the mice like all the chicken feces and stuff like that, and that smell keeps them there. And then vice versa, the chickens eat the mice.
Okay.
So it's like, it's like a whole ecosystem that's going in there. And chickens eat everything.
There's a little pad in the back of the thing that'll be almost like...
He's a chicken.
Don't get me wrong. There's definitely like a bunch of mice there in the shed. But at the same time, they're definitely getting eaten. Like, I don't have to worry about them in the house.
Like back when we lived with Aisha, when we all lived in like Rashim, when we all lived together, we had two cats. So they took care of the mice.
Yeah. And it's like far enough, the chicken coop is far enough away from the house. So it's like they're just coming over here. But otherwise, them sticky traps, I mean, I believe in those, especially when we were in that little house. Man, them sticky traps was, put them right under the stove, because they like to come up behind, like, the kitchen and stuff, too.
Once I found where a hole was, we literally put a sticky trap right there. We caught, like, 7, because they would just crawl out of it. Like,
yeah.
We were like, so then we poured poison down that hole, then we didn't catch any more, because...
They just died from that point, yeah.
Yeah, see, they probably all died in the hole, though. Yeah. And then you got a bunch of dead mice in the house.
Yeah, luckily, I have not smelled that.
Yeah, see, that smell, I have a very sensitive nose, and I put some poison in the garage.
That smell is not...
I know it. It's like death, dude. I put some... I put poison in the garage, and... Dude, like, there was, like, a couple months I was like, I can't go in the garage.
Yeah, find them bodies, they start decaying.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was the worst.
Stinks. Yeah, dead bodies stink,
bro. Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Man. But, yeah, but it is that time of year, though. They're trying to get warm and get food. They're just trying to survive.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Y'all survive outside.
Yeah, you can't do it here. I get you. You got to do what you got to do. You got a husband, but you can't do it here.
No, you're not welcome.
You can't do it here.
You don't do Ratatouille here.
You shall not pass.
You know, I know a great guy right next door. Just can't do it here.
Right. Not me.
They'll take care of you.
Not I.
I can refer you to the right place. Hey, I can get you.
I got right some here. Reference points, bro. Here.
Yeah.
You have generational trauma. You come back here, bro.
For real.
Grandkids gonna feel your pain.
Hey,
how long your line gonna last?
I don't know how long your line gonna last, because that's exactly.
But don't expect a far future.
No,
family tree ain't extending that much, bro.
Yeah,
that's ending with you.
I can't even tell you how it's gonna happen. I just know. I just know
it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen, and it's gonna be relatively soon. Like now. Now, so. What y'all been on lately?
I did not realize how many people don't actively keep up with anime like we do. Yeah, I guess it is a lot more than not. So I had a client on a call the other day. Who knows if he actually is going to listen because I did shout out the podcast.
Hey, nice, nice.
But he was asking me what I was watching. I was like, oh, man, what am I not watching? And I just started listing stuff off. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get through Wano right now. And I was like,
okay.
Oh, you're on Wano. I was like, all right, that's cool. He was like, yeah, man, I started it like a year or so ago, and I've been stuck on the journey. And I was like, that's what's up, man. I remember that. He was like, but I haven't watched anything. He was like, was it Bleach, the Thousand War Blood Art?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen anything since then. I'm like, oh,
so you,
you are behind. Because I started talking about Solo Leveling. Oh, he's like, what are you watching right now? I was like, man, honestly, I don't know. But I just, if you really want to talk about something, that new Solo Leveling movie.
Yeah, that movie was great.
That was great. Like, ah, it's interesting, like the levels that there are, and we some nerds.
Hey man, work, and like I'll be talking to this dude, like one of my coworkers. He watches anime, but like you said, like you know, keep up with it like that. So I'll be like, hey, you seen this? I'm talking to you like, I haven't seen it. I'm like, I'm ready to like go.
Yeah, you been keeping on that heater,
right?
No, yeah,
and that what is it? The 2024 arc. That's really cool.
That was dope.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's all time that they're showing.
Well, yeah. Oh, let me pull up my phone because they went from 2017 is when I got the app.
Yeah. And 2020 was for me. So it went from there on, but it's cool.
Yep. So
see, it says 249 hours of anime. That has to be over like, that can't be just this year.
You getting
the same.
Yeah, I just saved them. I don't even know where you went. Like, go back to that and keep saying that. I just saved it all.
See, unfortunately,
I didn't save the slide.
My aunt has been watching, so it took hers also into account because she's been going back and she's been watching those like consistently, which is cool, but it kind of ruined my top anime.
Yeah.
It showed Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball GT, which I haven't watched either of those this year.
Yeah, that's what Dragon Ball did come up for mine for like one of the most watched, and I was like, I don't recall watching Dragon Ball.
No, here. That's probably DJ.
It's like, that ain't me.
Yeah. Are you even on his?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I would say JJK came up too, but like that I was like, I'll be watching that too though. Like,
that makes sense also then, because you got three on yours. That's crazy. And then you guys probably watch it multiple times because
I watch it.
And then like I don't know, I'll be watching that too. Like you gotta go back and look at it a little bit. You know what I mean? So it's like racking up the numbers because what did it say?
Like 800 and some odd.
I wish I had the power to forget anime.
Yeah, to rewatch. That'd be crazy.
Like, just like to be able to watch like certain scenes. Like, just for instance, the face by Mahito. Like, I was like shook when that happened. I like that touched her.
Yeah. So over the span, it was 1,256 episodes across 98 different titles and 14 different genres.
Yeah. You had like. Yours was intense.
I'm not going to lie. I do think that the range of genres is probably on my end.
The range of genres definitely is on your end. What? It was mine, too, because mine was 10. Like, I watch like, everything. Freaking, and I'm like, okay.
It was like, hello. What? I was like.
I like how I got called a pirate.
But yeah. That was kind of
cool. I was like, all right. Hey, that One Piece like journey.
You had like a pirate story with a song to say?
Yeah, with a song to sing. Well, I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. That's what's up.
On that journey.
I can see that.
Shit, I called you a movie water.
Sun God over here.
Right? You said I'm with the crew.
Me and the crew, we going to pull up.
Yeah.
Have you seen... the winter, yeah, 2025. The winter 2025 lineup.
Solo leveling.
Yes.
That's in January.
Yep, everything is coming in January, pretty much.
Isn't another ReZero core coming out?
I think ReZero is continuing. Hold up, let me pull
it
up.
Of course, Daima.
I was looking at it, and bruh, it looks fire. It looks
I think you're right.
It looks fire. I think
supposed to be coming out in it.
You said what?
One Punch Man? Isn't that, or is that just...
It's confirmed, but I don't know if they have an exact date. Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull that shit up again.
But like what I was watching just a second ago, that Tsukumichi Moonlight, that show. That show's been hitting, that season two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was because like, they finally came with all the dubs, so I was like, all right, I'm going to watch this. Because I don't know, racking up the dubs has been kind of hitting for me lately, especially when you can just kind of watch it through.
Dubs yeah. easy because like, it's easier to watch through because like you don't have to read as much, so it's like
you don't have to just stare. You can kind of keep going, and then also too they like they're starting to dub in a way like a more modern dub, mm-hmm. so like they kind of like relate to the general public, kind of like they did in that Solo Leveling movie. Like they'll use certain verbiage that is more relatable to us.
I agree. Let's throw it. Is that a kid? Is that a boy?
Is that a kid?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they said it's so proper in the sub, but that dub bro was like,
is that a Daima's continuing?
Yeah. Which I'm liking that.
I haven't watched any of it. ReZero.
Actually, I have something on that in a second.
Is continuing? Or?
It's continuing. Yeah. Yep. It says new episodes begin February 5th. So that might not be right away. Dr. Stone.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Stone. Oh, Dr. Stone's heat.
I can't either, dog.
Dr. Stone is heat.
Bro, I feel you on that. SLF is continuing season 2. Yes. Fire on fire! Right, I watch that every week.
I need to catch up on that.
That's on point. Let me see. And there,
I'm waiting for the dub on that one mainly. Mm-hmm. Like I watched it the first season in dub. Like
you're
stuck when you start it.
In the dub. But I thought they came out with the dub relatively quick last season. I thought didn't they do on the same day or like the day?
It was pretty far behind. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was pretty far behind. Blue Exorcist is still coming out.
Oh yeah,
I need to watch. I watched like one episode of that and then never got back.
It was all right.
It didn't catch me that episode. I think I need to just rewatch and actually pay attention because I'm pretty sure I was doing other when I tried to watch it.
I watched the first two seasons and I'm not gonna lie, for me, like it's definitely good, but it's not my top.
Yeah, it keeps going.
It's not my top for sure.
I can.
But I do think like it's a good show, like, especially when you watch a lot of the main shonens and like you kind of want to keep watching something like that. It's definitely a good. I would say to me like a level of fairy tale.
I tell you what, yeah, I agree with that.
And not even saying like it's like that. Like I'm not even saying this kid is like that, but just the level of entertainment that it would provide, like a similar level. It's a different feeling, but the same level.
It's a good background show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, when I first watched that, when I like first started getting into anime, I was like, oh, dude, this is the best. And then like now, I'm like, oh, okay, this is pretty mid. It's pretty okay. It's good. Don't get that wrong.
But that's the thing with like mid. It's not bad, but it's not like... It ain't JJK, ain't no One Piece, right. Ain't no Naruto, ain't no Dragon Ball, ain't no Attack on Titan.
But it's okay. It's okay. It's good. It's some background. It's some background. Hey, you in between? Like right now, perfect time for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 definitely.
The Red Ranger becomes an adventure in another world. There's a lot of different isekais coming out.
Hey, I'm sure it'll be good.
Y'all know me. I love my isekais.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good.
This one, I don't know, bro. This looks fire. This looks fire. I don't know. There's like the daily life of a middle-aged online shopper in another world. Like there's some
wild, like
bro. There's some shit fire, that's though. Coming. I bet you it is though.
It'd be fire. Like, it'd be fire, dog.
The vending machine, bro. Yeah,
it'd be fire. Hey. Yo, bro, that's fire. That was fire.
Possibly the greatest alchemist of all time. There looks to be some pretty decent shows that are coming up, to be completely honest with you guys. I am pretty excited for it.
Pretty decent list for this upcoming season.
Yeah, they're still continuing the Fishman Islands.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Hey, at least they're going on with the manga though.
Yeah, which I'm happy with that.
Going with the manga.
That shows that the manga is going to finish before the anime.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, yeah. But also, too, because they were definitely catching up, man.
They were catching up heavy, but they did the same thing back in Cake Island. They caught up pretty heavily, too.
Yeah, so you got to take a break because, where they left off in the dub is on Egghead. Mm-hmm. Like, they're on Egghead in the dub.
Yeah, they just got to Elbaf.
Got to Elbaf, and this is after going on a hiatus for a little bit.
Yeah. Matter of fact, they just got to Elbaf and met all the main characters. Like, that's it. That's all they done. They ain't done a lot.
Like, yeah. Well, they're catching up crazy. Man. And that's with the dub. You talking about like the sub anime? Like,
is bro, the sub, like, is yeah. It's almost, they're midway through Egghead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the like, sub.
They've already got through a lot of the main fights.
Yeah. Nah. Nah. They've only gone through the first half.
Yeah.
Because the second half of Egghead goes nuts.
There's a lot of fights.
It goes nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Like, look, Rob Lucci.
Yep.
Other CP0, the Seraphim.
Yep.
What am I trying to say? Man.
I guess they did get all that Seraphim stuff. Yeah, the first Seraphim part of it, though. Because then they didn't even finish all that Seraphim stuff.
Because then you also had Law and Blackbeard. Mm-hmm. You had Shanks and Kid.
Yeah.
You had Aokiji and Garp. Like, boxing out here.
That was just the first half. So you still got all a of lot. Them. You, yeah, I ain't even, I ain't even about to. Like, you got a all, lot. Man. Man, you already. Man.
A lot.
I'm about to go through and reread the Emmett Fonga. Like,
it's good, and I just really curious to see what happens in Elbaf. I'm just really curious to see
Luffy about to set it off
because you know
he's about to set it off for no reason. I've heard a theory that Luffy doesn't become the king of the pirates.
Oh yeah,
I don't.
You kind of recall what it was?
I don't really. It's just it was fleeting. I was kind of reading. There were, like, some things that people are expecting is Luffy doesn't become King of the Pirates. And I've been thinking about that.
I do think, and like,
bro, that would be great. Blackbeard becomes King of the Pirates. And then Luffy versus Blackbeard, Luffy dies at the end.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Or, like, even if that happened, like, if Blackbeard became King of the Pirates first, technically, and then Luffy then took that title, like, a few years later.
No, it has to be, like, they die doing it, and then it, like, or something, dude. I don't know.
Because like
One Piece is a friend you met along the way.
Yeah. No, that's gonna be it.
That'd be crazy. Well, honestly, that's what I've thought for the longest. But it's been confirmed.
Low key, that's been the thing the whole time. Yeah. And now Oda's just been trying to. He's been cooking so hard because he's been trying to think of a new.
Yeah. As like crazy that be, I would still mess with it though.
I just gotta keep cooking.
Well, I mean, he said that it's the type of story that could be forever spanning too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the characters kind of play off of each other.
At it's just this Luffy's point, journey. He literally has sides. Yamato's been on a whole side story.
Yeah,
this whole side quest. The whole side quest, and it's just they can make a whole episode out of that.
Yeah,
just cover page.
Literally, yeah.
And it's been like 16. She's been on the cover page for a minute, dude.
And even if it was the friends that we met along the way, I'm not gonna lie, I'd be down for the ride. Because when you at it, when you
the world would riot.
I don't know, man. Because like once you like are in there, like the story is great. As long as it's got a really good ending, I'd be like, that was a good story. But the thing is that what I'm afraid of is once people find what the One Piece is, are people gonna rewatch that?
Oh, no. God, no.
You know what I mean? Like, are people going to, like, go back through it? Like, really, the OG fans will. Like, the people who really rock with One Piece will probably go back through it. But anybody new, like, good luck getting new people into that. Yeah, but, like, I already know what it is. Like,
that's the only problem with that being so long is it does not have a rewatch value. Mm-hmm. But honestly, if you watch it all the way through one time, a lot of dedication to the show.
I've done it 3 times.
You've watched it 3 times?
Yeah, once on my own when I first watched One Piece that time through. And then I watched it with DJ and got him into it. And we watched all the way to Dressrosa. And then I just continued on. And then with Lauren this past 2 years from we were even watching. We were in Alabasta when we were on our honeymoon. Yep. And then we just caught up, like, finished Wano earlier this year.
That's nuts, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I couldn't do it.
It's good. It's good. That's why, like, I watched Naruto a few times too. I mean, I watched Dragon Ball a couple times too, at least. And then Yu Yu Hakusho.
See, Yu Yu Hakusho, I need to try and watch
for that Dan to
Dan. Dan to Dan. Dan to Dan. Dan
to Dan. Dan to Dan. That was hilarious, bro. I'm not going to lie. You had me. That was like the first thing I saw in the morning. This says, where's Dan? Dan? Like, bro, what the fuck is talking
about? Why is
it called
Dan today? And like, who the fuck?
Yeah. That's the $1 million question.
I wonder what old boy's power is.
Like, I saw like a spoiler, but like.
Oh, hear it.
I didn't.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't hear it.
I didn't read what was going on, but I saw what like he looks like.
I don't hear it.
You know what great. I believe I want it to be, or what I think it probably is, is because since there's two of those, I guess I don't want to call them demons, or
he's also going to have the same power as Momo.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
It just makes sense with the two.
That'd be cool. That'd be a little cheesy though.
Hey man, there's a reason why cheesy.
That's her first boy. That was her first crush. And
her first love.
I don't like his.
And they know each other. Yeah,
I don't either. Yeah.
I do not like.
I wonder if it's the type of personality that's going to grow.
Like he's like a monster.
It's going to grow on you. No, it's not going to grow.
Because on you. See, they make him like that, but they're going to make him do something super badass, and he'll be like, you know what? That's he's actually
all like. It was too much. I was like, what is this dude doing?
Yeah. Came off strong.
Very. But the mannequin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like.
That dude was gone.
Hey, he was on it. Like, took his heart. Hey, she was G for that. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
She was G for that.
Yeah, I like her as a character. I like her and.
Yeah, but I don't understand the. He got the ball, and did they get the ball?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because it just stopped. That was the end of the episode. Just, yeah.
Because when it's time to get it, actually, he came across old girl.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, the whole love confession. Now I got a dude thinking, we're about to see what happened next episode.
How did she get up and start?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how come she was able to? Because the testicles what made him have life.
Yeah.
And then she was alive, but how?
Because he wasn't touching her when she came alive.
Maybe just how old boy lost his testicles. Maybe there's some girl out there that lost her, you know what?
No, because I guess.
Instead of Turbo,
very
instead of Turbo Granny, it was Turbo Granddad or whatever.
Hey, yo,
that's wild. That's wild.
That's wild.
Facts. That's facts.
Yo, that's funny.
That's wild.
I didn't even think of it like that.
You did. You literally said it.
I did say it, but I just thought it would be like funny, like reverse, but dang.
Yeah. He done spoke that in the live, dang. Bro. When it comes live, just know.
I said this to you yesterday, but I was kind of thinking that what I might try to do is like for next episode, try to read that episode and then watch it.
While it's going on?
Well, I read it like before then. And then
I mean,
watch
like, not like while it's going on, but yeah. Like. Right before reading. Yeah. Wow. Why? Yeah. To see how different it is?
Yeah, see how different it is. But a lot of times I think that the anime and the manga, like, it's the closest adaptation to any other medium. So a lot of it, they do get right on. They might, like, add words or something, but a lot of it is, like, page for page. You know, a lot of it is like that. And then, you know, it might look a little bit different because one's animated, the only one's just drawn, you know. I wanted to say just drawn, but it's just a different detail when it comes to that. They're more subtle differences rather than like crazy differences, like a completely different scene.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're trying to stress something out, because they will do that with fights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They will do that with fights.
The fights will be totally different from the manga.
Yeah, because like you can only do so much with the fight, but when you can make a move like that.
Hey, you can have three chapters worth of one fight.
For real.
And banger. Banger. Yep. They be having like chapters will stop just because it's just fight scenes going on for ages.
Yeah.
Y'all was imagining this. Like, I think Naruto was the worst at that because she. Yeah.
Them fights was crazy.
Yeah, them fights was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like Obito and Kakashi's fight.
I'm going to say boxing, dude. Boxing.
I was like, this is going at it.
Boxing. Just no songs. No song. No, just number of silence. Just straight hands.
Just hands.
His hands. No noise.
Fight back.
Yeah, literally, that was the track, was them hitting each other. That was the track.
Jay was making music.
Yeah. It was time. It was like, all right. And that's just the thing, you know, when you build the moments up beforehand, and then you've watched the fight, and then it's like, and then when you execute the fight, you know, it makes it also more like chef kiss, you know?
Yeah.
And then, real quick, with the Daima. So, it's hitting for me. I'm not going to lie.
So, who's the main villain in this one?
So,
I haven't watched any of it.
So, I'm not without spoiling too much, just more of like a path. It's the enemy, if you want to say enemy, is the Majin. But it's
not Majin Buu?
No, it's not Majin Buu. But it's the Majin entirety, and that's like the demon realm. So you get more lore in the demon realm and like where the Supreme Kais come from and like who the Majin are and kind of like what start what. And so Goku had beat one of the sentinel beings because in the demon world they're trying to get those Dragon Balls and there's only three of them, but they're one in each demon realm. And so they just got through the first demon realm and now they're just to the second one. And they just met up with Vegeta and Bulma and Piccolo. But that fight was dope between Goku and that dude. And then he also fights his, he spars with this dude named Glorio, which is the blue dude or the purple dude that looks like on the front cover, if they show it up here. But he's on the front cover. And he's actually pretty strong too, but he's working for essentially the Supreme Kai's sister, who is this evil witch that looks like Toa. Off Xenoverse, looks just like her. She's like this powerful witch, and she lives in the first demon world. And so she's trying to collect the Dragon Balls and make new Majin creatures that are super obedient. So essentially, like, she's trying to make something like Majin Buu. And so it goes into that lore, and then it goes into, like, where the Majins come from, what they do. And the Majins, they essentially, they created each of the universes. And then so they had spread out to each of the universes and they were like, well, this is a lot to run and stuff like that. So they had brought the Supreme Kais and they like made the Supreme Kais and brought them to like help rule the over the different worlds.
So the Supreme Kais and Destroyers are hand in hand.
Well, so but this is post information. You know what I mean? As of right now, they're not necessarily, you don't go off of like they're hand in hand. This is before Super.
Yeah,
this is before Super.
It's after Super, though.
It's before Super. It's no, literally it, right
that
after.
That doesn't change anything. That doesn't change the lore.
Well, I guess it doesn't change that fact, but it's right. It's like right after they beat Majin Buu.
That still doesn't change the lore. We still know this information already.
Well, yeah.
And this is an information that's not even like in the manga, which the manga would be considered.
We didn't know about the Majins. Like, they straight up created the universes.
We knew about the...
Xeno is the universe.
No, Xeno can destroy the universes.
I guess he's never made them.
So the the Majins created the universes, but Xeno can destroy them. And so there's this one Majin that created all the universes. So he's like the pre-Xenos or whatever you want to call it. Like the other half of Xenos. He can create and the other dude can destroy. And so essentially, to some degree... they most likely made Xenos because the Majin were the first to be. And so it just goes into that. So it's like, it's getting up there. And then so, like, they made this dude named Majin Ku.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's like...
he's the Majin Ku.
Yeah. And
I've seen some.
Because it's definitely Buu, like, inspired for sure. But I don't want to say he looks just like Buu. Like, Buu is definitely more of a menace. But he was, like, the first one to be made, like, a prototype. Because what happened is that that evil Majin witch, the Supreme Kai's sister, she had, like, went back in the timeline to where they were fighting Majin Buu. And when Vegeta had blew Buu up and he went into pieces, she had, like, went there and grabbed one of the pieces to try to replicate it.
The new one.
Yeah, and so you meet the person who made Majin Buu in the first place. And so she goes to her to try to make more. And so he was the prototype, but she's going to keep trying to make him. So we're going to probably see a more evolved Buu. And then the thing about that we're learning about this is like, so because the thing is Majin Buu is still alive. Like he's still there. Like he's part of the Z Fighters.
Right.
Yeah.
So with them learning about this Majin stuff and getting this lore and finding out how like they could be made and stuff like that and how you can power them up potentially, that leaves a... is there a possibility that Majin Buu gets a new power up going forward? You know what I mean?
If that he does
get a
cool.
new, if he does get a new power up, what would it be, and what would he rank amongst the Z Fighters?
All he had to do was train, and then he was...
yeah, that's all he had to do was train. But now you know, like he can do more. Like you can't get more information about him. Like he's still around. So it's like it kind of leaves up for that. So I don't know. I think it's interesting. And then like the animation's dope. It's more of the adventure aspect rather than, like, it is the fighting, but it's more of the adventure aspect, which, I don't know, I think it's a nice, fresh take.
I mean, that's fair.
And especially as, like, because that Majin Ku had a... So, Goku beat the third demon world, sentinel being, and Majin Ku they test him out. Had to fight the first in the first world, and he's supposed to be the strongest, going up through the ranks. And so he went and fought him, and essentially got his ass whooped. Mm-hmm. So he was no match. He was no match. But again, these are prototypes, so they're going to try to make more. So Goku and Vegeta, they're going to be progressing throughout it as well, and being able to unlock their full potential.
I mean, okay, so
can they even go Super Saiyan right now?
Yeah, they can go Goku Super Saiyan.
They can't go blue.
Yeah, I don't think they can go blue. Yeah, it's not
blue. Oh, yeah, blue's not a thing yet, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's so stupid.
So, technically, the highest he's gone is 3.
Well, not as yet.
The highest he's gone is 3. He's gone 3. He goes 3 against Majin Buu.
Yeah, in Dragon Ball Z, but he hasn't gone Super Saiyan 3 in Diamond.
Okay.
That's as far as he probably can go right now.
Yeah, yeah. Super Saiyan 3 is the highest he can go. The highest that he's gone in the show is Super Saiyan 2 in Daima.
Dire knee because it uses up too much energy.
Yeah.
Which, that you know what, that means he can't get any power-ups throughout this thing. They want this to be canon because this is supposed to be canon, isn't it?
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to get any power-ups. Yeah. Well, no, yeah, because it's supposed to be pre-super.
He's just going to have to gain his abilities back.
But I think...
Unless they do something where he has some ability and then...
It gets taken forever. Yeah,
it's taken.
But, you know, there's a couple of things, you know. It's a take to where they can have more avenues. So then when Super comes back, there's going to be more villains and more of a take on Super. And then not only that, you kind of see the animation that they have to work with.
They don't even need more villains right now. Like they got
some fire. Well, not really. Because honestly, I've seen that if they do... Black Frieza might not be even a villain because he might end up just training with Goku and them at this point from the fights that they've had and everything else.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's not. No, he needs to still try to destroy it.
Or he might just be like, you know, the person that's always like, he's always up to no good, but he's always the person that they can call on when the threat gets too big, and we're still going to be having bigger threats because, again, in my theory, it's going to end up. Dragon Ball, if they keep continuing, is going to end up being like a Super Dragon Ball Heroes type deal, and the hearts, yeah, and you got people like him trying to fight Zeno, bro. Like literally, like I'm trying to fight you, I'm trying to kill you, bro. Like you're supposed to be the strongest. I'm not worried about the Grand Priest, like type deal. Like
you're strong. You're supposed to be the strongest. I want to fight you.
Yeah. So like, if they're gonna get the threats like that, you know what I mean, Frieza, I'm gonna need you. Matter of fact, Frieza, not only do I need you, I need to call the Super Saiyan 4 in the multiverse.
I did like that on Dragon Ball Super Heroes, how they did do that. Like how they had Super Saiyan 4 and Super Saiyan Blue.
But yeah, I do think it does expand on the Dragon Ball universe as a whole. And I mean, for being out this long, it's going to end up doing something. For Dragon Ball being out this long.
It's been out for so long. There's no like...
Yeah, for so long, yeah. It's like trying to expand across the generations.
Yeah, you're right. They're gonna open up the canon ability, which is gonna as an old school fan, I'm not a fan of, but
yeah, because they've been rocking that same story for ever, and not just because that's the story of Dragon Ball, so that's what it's supposed to be, but like. Years after Dragon Ball has been done. Each game, you playing through the exact same story, getting the exact same characters, getting the exact same deals. Like, and we was all rocking with it, too.
We kept getting it, bro.
Because, I mean, it's a perfect recipe.
I still would.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still do.
How many Call of Duties have? Well, I guess maybe not you, but I bought a couple Call of Duties, too.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, now they
still, like, currently I play on Nuketown. Still.
Black Ops 6.
Nuketown. I'm still playing Nuketown.
Is it the same Nuketown?
I mean, it's been upgraded ever so slightly, but it's the exact same Nuketown. Nothing's changed. Two houses, the bus, the trailer, the car on the side. You have the ABC. Store spawns are the same. You have the upstairs, downstairs spawn points. Bro, nothing's changed. Everything's the same. The only thing they don't still have, which I wish they would bring back, is the ship. The ship needs to make a comeback. Man.
Black Ops 2.
Man. Oof.
Shipping in from what was it, Modern Warfare, the terminal, the airport.
It's been a minute since I played that. It's been a minute since I played Call of Duty. Man, I have to get back in my bag, huh? Pull me out of retirement.
I hopped on Warzone, right? And I was like, all right, I'm going to try. I'm going to just run solo because I was like, you know.
Yeah?
I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's a horrible idea.
Got switched to you. Oh, but yeah, this Tsukimichi Day. Tsukimichi Moonlight deal.
Tsukimichi Moonlight. Is that this one on the show now?
No. It's on my watch list. It's the one I mentioned a little earlier that came out last season.
Is it the dude that can't speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Tsukimichi Moonlight Fantasy.
That was one of my top three. That was one I watched.
Yeah.
I think I'm caught up to that, actually.
Yeah, so I'm watching season two right now, finishing in that. Yep. That's pretty dope.
I think this is over after season two.
And right now I'm at the part where
how do you spell it? It's
T-S-U.
T-S-U. Okay,
yeah.
T-S-U.
And then K-I-M.
There's only two seasons. Yeah, I've watched all of them. Where are you at?
I'm at season two, episode 22.
So you're almost done.
Yeah, so like...
You only got a couple lit. Episodes.
Cause I watched season one previously, but I waited for the season two dub to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it. I'm not gonna lie. And it's just like the power system nice. And then he's finally met the other hero girl that he went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
So... And I was like, man, they're taking forever, bro. Like, all these heroes here and he met. Also, been watching this one called Salty Ray. But it's an older one. It's like early 2000s show. Yeah.
Wait, so do the Majins look like the Kais?
So the Majin, they don't all look like Boo. But that female witch Majin and then the leader of the first demon world is a Majin. So, like, that main dude on the front page, that small... like evil black looking guy.
Oh wait, no, okay, I see what I was. So because I'm looking at this picture and I'm trying to figure out who the top person was, so I didn't know.
Yeah, this very top person is the Majin. And
that is the Majin?
Yeah, he's the Majin that created the universe.
Okay.
Oh, all the universes, excuse me. He's the Majin that created all the universes.
So and he just created the Kais.
Yeah, he created essentially everybody on a list. So because the Majins came first, and he created the like multi-universe, and then the surprise would say more direct descendants of the Majins to some degree, and then also I'm trying to see and they went more and more with the Namekians as well. You know, so it's like it just
that dude's supposed to be alive somewhere. I feel like that isn't what's his name, Zamala or whatever, Zamala something.
Well, maybe, or they might, you know, from ancient past.
Yeah, well, that's it for today. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. This is TTIGR, That Time I Got Reincarnated Podcast with Rashawn, Jamal, and Devontae. And to get more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. So until next time, take it easy.